Okay, today we continue in the 8th parak of Maseches Erev, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So in Mishnah Vav, we spoke about a bar that's in between two Chatzeros, and we had a Machlokas whether the wall that goes over the top of the bar is enough of a Mechitza, where Rabbi Yehuda said that's enough of a Mechitza. So we're going to have a similar Machlokas when it comes to something else. So Amas Hamayim Shehi Overes B'chatzer. Let's say you have an Amas Hamayim. You have a body of water that flows through chatzer, and the chatzer's wall goes over the top of that amas hamayim, so it's part of that amas hamayim is within the mechitzos of the chatzer. So in Rimalim and Shabbos, you're not allowed to draw water from it on Shabbos. Elim Kain, also mechitzah kavasar tefachim, unless you made a 10 tefach mechitza to separate the section of the amas hamayim that's in the chatzer from the section of the amas hamayim that's outside of the chatzer. Beknisa uviyitzia, and that 10 tefach wall needs to be both where the Amas Hamayim enters the Chatzar as well as where the Amas Hamayim exits the Chatzar. And that way, the part that's in the Chatzar is totally walled off within the Chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosho Shal Gaba Tidon Misha Mechitza. You don't need a Mechitza inside the Amas Hamayim. The wall on top of the Amas Hamayim is going to function as good enough Mechitza. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Maisaba Amashal Ovel. That one time there was an Amas Hamayim that flowed through a Chatzar in a city called Ovel, and the Zakenim allowed people to fill up water from there on Shabbos, even though there were no mechitzos. So apparently, the Zakenim followed Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that as long as you have the regular mechitzos that surround the chatzar, you don't need the mechitza to dip down lower into the actual Amas Hamayim. So Amr Lo, Neshalo Haya Bakashir. So the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a raya, because it didn't have that Amas Hamayim wasn't large enough to be considered its own rishos. So in such a case, you don't need extra mechitzos to allow you to draw water. But had it been big enough to be considered its own rishos, then the Zakenim would never have allowed that in that city of Avel. So you can't bring a raya that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is correct from the story that happened in that particular city. Now we move on to Perikhes, Mishnaches. So the Mishnah talks about if you have a balcony that goes over a river. So the people living in the house that open to the balcony would often draw water from the river through a hole in the floor of the balcony. So the Mishnah explains how you could do that on Shabbos. Gzustra shilamalim enamayim. If you have a balcony that goes over a body of water, imagine a street that's like fully flooded, but it's meant to be that way, like in Venice or something, right? It's just like a river, and you have a balcony that goes over the waterway. So ein mimalim enam b'Shabbos. So you're not allowed to draw water from the river to your balcony on Shabbos, because a river has a din of a karmelis. Your balcony or your porch has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, and there's Nisim Midrabanan to take from a Carmelist, to carry something from a Carmelist to Rishus HaYachid. Unless you made 10 tefach walls around your porch or your balcony, or around the hole in the floor in your porch or balcony, and those mechitzos can be above the floor level of the balcony or below the floor level of the balcony. Either way, whether they go up from the floor or down from the floor, they present a proper mechitza, and therefore the water that's directly under those mechitzos is considered to be in the same Rishus HaYachid as the balcony. If you have two balconies, one above the other, and each belongs to a different Rishus HaYachid, v'chein shtei gzustro, zulam ala mizu, so asu le'elyon v'losu le'tachtona, if the people made mechitzos for the higher balcony, but not for the lower balcony, shtei nasur sachi arvu, then none of them are allowed to draw water unless they make an Erev Chatzeros. But if no Erev Chatzeros was made, then the people in the upper balcony are not allowed to draw water from the river, because the people in the lower balcony had bought the rights in the upper balcony by helping to build those mechitzos. So the upper balcony is considered to be a chatzer that's owned by everybody, and you're not allowed to carry from there into something that's privately owned, like the upper floor apartment. So and the residents of the lower floor apartment can't draw water to their balcony, even if there is an eruv, because there's no mechitza from their balcony. So therefore, they're going to have a problem from taking from the river, which is a karmelis, into their own private rishus. So let's review what we did today. Mishnah in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have an amas hamayim that goes through a chatzer, you're not allowed to fill up water from there on Shabbos unless you have mechitzos of 10 tefachim both at the entry point and the exit point, where Rabbi Yehuda says, no, as long as you have mechitzos surrounding the chatzer, you don't need a separate mechitza within the Amas HaMayim. We tried to bring a raya to Rabbi Yehuda from a maisa in the city of Ovel, where the Zakenim allowed people to fill up from such an Amas HaMayim, but we said it's not a raya because that Amas HaMayim may not have had proper dimensions for it to be considered a separate rishus. And then in Mishnah Ches, we learned that if you have a balcony or a porch that goes over a river that has a din of a karmelis, you're not allowed to fill up water from that river onto your porch on Shabbos because the river is a karmelis and the porch is a rishus hayachid, unless you make 10 tefach high walls. And then we said that if you have two porches, one above the other, belonging to two different people, and they only made mechitzos for the upper porch, not for the lower one, then they're both going to be aser until you make an eruv between the two of them, so that you can carry from one apartment to the other apartment. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud.